Blog Talk Radio.
Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I am so excited about our special guest tonight. She's been on our show before, several years ago. She is Bishop Frances B. Mills, servant of the Almighty God, saved by grace, called by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and called to teach and preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have known Bishop Mills for 25 years. That's how long I've been with the Grove. Mm-hmm. And I met her there. And I also met her her precious daughter, who transitioned in January of 2018. Because I used to work with her in Children's Church. So pretty much her whole family was in the church, and that's when I came and joined the church, my little babies, and got to know them really well. Pastor Bishop Mills, she acknowledged her call to ministry in April of 1997, was licensed in January of 1998, was ordained in November of 1999 by our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. From January 2000 until June 2005, she served as our assistant pastor. And ladies, she was the first female to serve in this role at our church. Mm-hmm. September 2005, she founded Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church, located in Decatur, Georgia. In January her church is located in Decatur, Georgia. In July of 2015, Bishop Mills was, well, at the time she was Pastor Mills, and she was concentrated in the office of bishop. And whenever she was on a program to preach, the women of the Grove showed up in large numbers because of her that dynamic speaking ability. I mean, when she came up, she tore the house down. So pretty much we were always excited when she came around to speak, and also many times she spoke at Lady Piney Grove Baptist Church. I am just giving an abbreviated bio of her. There's so much to be said about Bishop Mills. But I want you to go to her Facebook page and her website and see all the accomplishment and the things that you can read about her. And also watch her sometimes after you finish watching your sermon, your pastor sermon. Go and look at her site, and she has the time and date and everything. You will definitely want to listen to her every Sunday, because she's a powerful speaker, a powerful woman of God. And I am just so excited that she is on our show tonight. And I want to thank her right now, because if for some reason we run out of time, I want her to know how much we appreciate her always being willing and supportive of our ministry and always saying yes to us when we ask her to come on and give us an encouragement. So, Pastor, I keep saying Pastor Mills. I'm so plain, Pastor, Bishop Mills, Pastor and Bishop. We just thank you so much for what you do and what you do for us. We ask you to just speak to us, encourage us, and pray for us tonight. Be blessed and be safe. And I am going to give you the air, because we only have 30 minutes, and I want you to have the rest of the hour, because you're going to really enjoy whatever she's coming up to us with. I know it's going to be from the Word of God. Well, now we're going to hear the powerful woman of God speak right now. I give you Bishop Frances B. Mills.
Well, thank you so very much, Sister Mary Hollis. I am absolutely blessed and humbled to be on your blog talk show tonight. Thank you for the invitation. I am always eager to come and serve wherever God calls me. And so anytime you need me or would like me to come and be with you guys on any occasion, all you have to do is just let me know. And if my calendar is free, then I will be there for you all. Good evening, ladies of the Next Chapter Women's Ministry, and even those who might not be a member of the ministry, but those who have been invited to tune in tonight, good evening, and God bless each and every one of you. I thank you for taking the time, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, to come and be a part of this awesome ministry and what they're doing to encourage one another to serve each other. I've always admired Sister Hollis for the strength and her leadership abilities as I have watched her lead this ministry over the years. God bless you, my sister, and to all of you in the offices of this great ministry, you guys keep on doing what God has called you to do. Your ministry is needed in these days and times, more so now, I think, than ever before. Amen, because as many of you know, we all have seen so much death in our families over this last year. If it wasn't even COVID related, but it was still just a lot of death that we've seen in the earth. And so tonight I want us to really just kind of, I want to share what God has given me to just hopefully to encourage your hearts and to help you hopefully to just see and identify where you are, where you're going, what God, and hear what God is speaking to you. But before we go any further, let us just bow for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you now for this opportunity that you have brought us together, oh God, that we can hear a word from on high. We thank you, God, how you kept us, how you blessed us, and, oh, God, how you continue to walk with us, leading and guiding us in these trying and troubling times. God, I ask now a special blessing upon each sister that's connected on this line tonight. I ask a blessing for this ministry, Lord God, that they will not only, oh, God, reach each other here in the local area, but their ministry will grow, oh, God, that you would enlarge their territory, that they would connect with ladies and widows in cities and states all across this country. Father, I ask that you continue to walk with them and strengthen them as they continue to do the work that you placed at their hand. Now, God, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. So we know you're in the midst of us tonight, and we are asking you to have your way. Speak to us. Speak through me, your humble servant, but have your way tonight. It is in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we welcome each of you to the blog talk show tonight. And I want to just share a little bit with you about next chapter, which is a part of your title of the ministry. I am hearing the good Lord say that's what he is preparing all of us, each of us, for the next chapter, the next level, the next place that he's trying to call us up to. The God we serve spoke to us and speaks in his word when he says to us from the book of Jeremiah, I know the plan I have for you. And those plans are to give you good, to give you a future, to bless you. So I want us to remember that tonight as we move through our time of talking. And I'm not sure if there'll be any questions, but if you have some questions, I'll answer questions. I don't know if Sister Hollis, if you want them to hold them to the end, but I'm open to, if anybody has questions, they can just stop me as I go, and I'll try to answer any question anybody might have. Next chapter, our next chapter, God didn't create us to stay in one place forever. God didn't birth us into the earth for us to remain in the same position, the same role that we were birthed in when we came out of our mother's womb. We can look at ourselves and see that. We were born as babes into the earth, and we have grown into the women, the adult women that we are today. We've gone through a lot. We've seen a lot. We've experienced a lot. And I don't know about you all, but I can testify for myself. When I grew up, I was made to go to church, and I did, but I really didn't understand what it was all about. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord, but I did what I was told to do. But it wasn't until God put me in a place, that God moved me to Atlanta, to Decatur, that I really had a hunger and a thirst for God. I knew, I realized that my life was missing something. And there was this voice I kept hearing, this urgency on the inside, this stirring in on the inside of me that kept letting me know I'm missing something. I don't have the joy I'd like to have. I don't feel love like I'd like to feel love. I was married and had two small kids. My daughter Ariana was about 5 or 6, and I just had a baby, my son Irvin. But yet I just didn't feel like I had arrived. I was missing something. And I found myself going back to church, because after I left mom and daddy's house, I had declared I wasn't going to church anymore. I was done with church. Nobody didn't have to make me go anymore. I could make up my own mind about church. And it was like, I am free. I ain't going back to church. But I found myself going to church, and I ended up at Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And when I walked in the church, and when I began to hear the words of God, when I began to hear the songs that stirred from the music and the praise and the worship that went forth, I knew immediately that was where I belonged. That was the missing piece for me. That was that next chapter God had for me after I came from being in my mama's house, had got married, had gone to college, and was married and now starting a family. That was the next chapter in my life, was right there, finding my way back into the house of God, finding my way back to pursuing a relationship, getting to know who God was for myself, getting to have a personal relationship with him. And so God does that for us at different stages and ages and levels in our life, and he does it through different means. He takes us from one, the Bible says this, from one level of glory to another until we come into the full maturity in Christ Jesus. Next chapter. So that's what we ought to be about tonight. What, asking God, what is the next chapter for our lives? And as you ladies have found yourselves in this place of being widowed, where you were married, however long and whether you had children from that marriage or not, but you were married, you were connected with a spouse, a man that you were connected with in so many ways, so many levels. You had plans for your future. You were connected in a way that you loved each other and you wanted to be with each other and you thought you would be together until you grew up to your old age, 80s, 90s. Probably if you were like me, I know me and Brother Irvin, we many times and when we were young, we would laugh about, oh, when we get old, we want to be able to buy these rocking chairs and sit on the front porch and just rock and hold hands and sit out there together on the front porch, old people. But, you know, God has a plan for each one of us. God's plan, he says, don't you can't worry about what his plan is. We might not understand what his plan is, and we might not know how his plan is working, but we just need to know from his word he does have a plan. And his plan is to bless us. Oh, my. His plan is to give us good. His plan, not to harm us, not to bring any evil to us, but to bless us and give us good. And I know some of you might be saying, well, I don't know how God could say that what he's given me is good when he took my husband. And me and my husband were planning to make a life together. We were both looking at how we were going to accumulate things in the earth. We were going to buy a house or a home and grow and maybe get a bigger house down the road and have children and be able to travel and do things, maybe start a business together, whatever the plans you and your spouse had. And then God took your spouse. So a lot of people say, how in the world could that be in God's plan? And when he says his plan is give me good, but that wasn't good. But I've come to say I beg to differ. It's hard to believe, but I beg to differ. Because the God we serve is a God who only gives good gifts. The Bible tells us that. Every good and perfect gift comes from him. God doesn't give us evil. God doesn't give us bad. In the world, in the earth, the devil is here, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know somebody would say, but God allowed it. Yes, God allows many things. The only way God can grow us up, mature us, is to allow us to go through some stuff. And I can hear somebody saying, but it's okay for them to allow us to go through some stuff, but why would he allow people to get married, fall in love, get married, make plans to be together, live together, and then on top of that, allow us to have children, birth babies into the earth, and then take up my husband and leave me here to have to do it all by myself? And that's because God says it was in my will. Can I help somebody tonight? God allows every one of us to come into this earth, and he gives us gifts. And he says he has a plan for us. And he says, and the things I've called and created each one of my children to do, that's what I'm intending for them to do. And once they do what I've called and created them to do, when I put them in the earth, when they've done all that, then I bring them back to me. You couldn't see it. You didn't know what your spouse was put in the earth to do. You didn't know God's plan. You thought you knew, but you didn't know all of God's plan for your spouse. And so I have to believe that when your spouse did all that God had created your spouse to do, or whatever was going on in the life of your spouse, God said, it's time for you to come back to me. Your time in the earth is over. You've made your footprint. You've done some things. You've established some things. People have gotten to know you. Your legacy, your memory will go on in the earth, but I need you, your soul, to come back to me. And I know it's hard. I wouldn't dare try to say it's an easy thing for you. But I want to share with you tonight that God had a reason. And you might not ever hear the why, the answer of why. Not while you're still in the earth. But I believe that God has a day and a time that he will give you an answer for every question you have. I just say, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on praying. The more you get to know him, the better your relationship is, the closer your relationship is with him. I promise you that there will come a day that God will answer every question that you have, because we serve that kind of God. He says in his word, I will not have you to be ignorant. God doesn't want any of his children to be ignorant or blinded by anything. He wants us to know that. He says, when I look back in the Old Testament, when he asked Solomon, when he was placing Solomon as king, and he said, Solomon, what would you have me to give you? What would you have me to do? Solomon said, all I want, Lord, is wisdom and knowledge. And the word of God says he would give it to any man, meaning any man or woman that asks, and he would give it abundantly. Wisdom, knowledge. He wants us to have knowledge. He wants us to come into a full knowledge of him and how he acts and how he decides and how he moves and what he does. He wants us to come into that kind of knowledge of him. So keep on asking. Because God is trying to get you to your next chapter. God's trying to get you to your next level. And I can hear somebody saying, well, if God wants me to go to another level, why is he making it so hard? I'm struggling. Oh, I know you're struggling. But God says in his word, he says, we all have a cross to bear. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, no, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. There's a cross for you. When we remember Jesus Christ and the cross, the pictures that we've seen in the movies and photos and anything that people, that mankind could draw in a realistic manner to help us to see and give a clear picture of what Jesus went through bearing his cross up Golgotha's hill, we can see he was in agony. He was in pain. He suffered, but he bared the cross. Because he had a job to do. He knew his reason for being in the earth, his reason for coming from heaven to earth, his reason from leaving his place of glory with the Father to come down to earth and to experience what you and I experience, pain and suffering and disappointment, heartache, tears, because he cried. He had a reason. Had he not bared that cross, you and I wouldn't have a right to the tree of life. We wouldn't have a right for God to look at us and forgive us of all our sins. We wouldn't have a right for God to look at us and not see us as sinful human beings we are, but he sees us washed in the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. So God is saying, I had to allow you to go through. I had to step back and allow you to feel some hurt, to feel the heartache, feel the pain of the loss of your spouse, because I'm trying to get you to the next level. And what you've gone through, and because you're drawing closer to me, I'm going to be your strength. Because when Jesus left this earth, he said to the disciples, he said, I'm going back to be with the Father, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I'm leaving you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. My spirit, me in the spirit, so that I will be with you forever. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And I'll be your strength. I'm going to be your guide. I'm going to be your comforter. I'm going to be your teacher. I'm going to be the one that will walk with you. I'll be the one that will live on the inside of you. And I'll rise up when your enemies try to come against you. I'll rise up and I'll be the one that give you guidance on what you need to do and how you need to do it. I'm going to leave you a comforter, me in the spirit. That's the only way he can get us to our next level. The only way he can get us to our next chapter in this life that he has already ordained and orchestrated for each one of us. He knows our beginning, and he already knows our end. In his plan, not only was our beginning, but in his plan is also our ending. No man, the Bible says, no man knows the day nor the hour, but God does. And so all he says is he wants us to trust him. When the times get dark, when you're feeling all alone, when you feel like there's nobody to call on, when you feel like you're struggling, when you feel like you don't know what the next decision you need to make, when you feel like you're confused, you're discouraged and disgusted, somebody tonight. Can I help somebody tonight? I know in your heaven lost a loved one, lost your husband. I can imagine the grief that you've gone through. And some of you might still be going through grief. Can I just help you right now to say, allow yourself to go through your grief. Allow yourself to go through the emotions that you're feeling. You got to just admit that where you are. I tell everybody, I might not have lost my spouse, but I lost a daughter, only daughter. So I know the pain of losing a loved one. And I'm always open and transparent with people because I don't care what your position in life is. I don't care what your role is. I don't care what your title is. I don't care how much money you've got or don't have. I don't care where you are on this journey called life. When you lose somebody that's close to you, that you've loved and you've invested in, and you enjoyed them being with them, and you were looking forward to going through life with them, when they leave you, when God takes them away from you, you go through a whole lot of emotion. Can I share with you all tonight? I've been a bishop. I've been pastor. I love the Lord. I've been saved and sanctified for over 30 some years, and I love it. I do anything God asks and tells me to do. But when my baby died, my only daughter, I told God I was through. I was angry with God. I told him I was mad with him. I said, God, I'm not doing anything else for you. I'm done. I don't want to preach no more. I'm not praying for anybody anymore. I'm done. And guess what? The loving God that he is, he heard me. He listened to me. And one day, when I was all by myself, all alone, walking down a beach, he spoke to me in that small, still voice. And he said, Francis, she didn't belong to you. She belonged to me.
Hallelujah.
I only loaned her. He said, I loaned her to you. And I loaned her to you so that you could teach her about me. You could train her up in the way she should go. You could help her to become one of my best preachers, one of my best servants, one of my committed servants. I loaned her to you. He said she was mine to bring back when I got ready. He said, and you did what I told you to do. You taught her. You taught her. You showed her the way. And now she's with me. He said, Francis, can I share one more thing with you? I'm hearing, this is what I was hearing, God, with my ears, y'all. He spoke to me. He said, Francis, you don't even belong to yourself. You belong to me. And there's going to come a day when I'm going to bring you back. He said, all I want you to do is keep preaching and teaching my word. That's your assignment. Can I help somebody tonight? God takes us from one degree of glory to the next. He takes us from one level in him to the next. He takes us from one chapter of life to the next because he wants us to know that we belong to him. And every creature that he's put in the earth, every person that he's birthed in the earth, they belong to him. And when he gets ready for them to come back, he calls them back. He said, just trust me. Obey me. He says, I know the plans I have for you, and my plans are to bless you. And through the pain of losing my daughter, I had rededicated myself to preach and teach the word of God more and harder than I've ever done it before. Because I said to the Lord, Lord, when you called me the first time, I promised you I'd say what you tell me to say, do what you told me to do, go where you tell me to go. I had to come back and tell him, Lord, here am I. If you need somebody, I'll go where you tell me to go. I'll say what you tell me to say. I'll do what you tell me to do. Have your way with me. I know it's 10:30. I had so much more I wanted to share with you all. Sister Hollis, do we need to shut it off right now? I can always come back. I'd love to come back. I would love to come back. I had so much more to share. But I just want to say, be encouraged.
I love it.
Be encouraged.
You said everything that we needed to hear. And one thing I didn't. Yes. I said you said everything that we all needed to hear. Pat Legacy. One level of glory to another.
There's so many
things that you said. But one of the main things that I really want the ladies to really leave tonight with, your husband did not belong to you. He belonged to God. He was loaned to us. Just like I couldn't understand it either. I was angry with him also.
Yes.
but even we belong to him.
That's
so
right.
So just knowing that our assignment can be short. I can be a long assignment. We don't know when that time is for us to leave.
That's right. We don't know.
But just knowing that God is there. He's the one. He's the one said that he loaned. Yes. Everything that you said was just awesome. Awesome. And I needed them to hear exactly what you said tonight. And if you want to come back on again and finish what you want to tell us, we're always open to you. Because, like I say, we need a powerful word from God, from you. I mean, women like a woman like you. So,
you just let me know, man. I'll be ready.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, you just let me know when you want me to come back. I'll be more than happy to come back. And we can continue this conversation with the ladies.
Yes. And also, next time I will open up. There's ways for me to click on and see if they had anything to say. The time is up.
Okay.
Next time I'll leave some time for them to maybe ask a question or say something. Because, you know, each one of us have different questions for God. And
yes.
I know how close Ariana was. I mean, she was special to me. It took something to me when she left, when she transitioned. I mean, it took a part of me.
Yeah.
She was such a special person.
Yes, she was. Absolutely. And I'll say this. If anybody has any question they want to ask me, I'm good if they want to email me or text me, and I can still answer questions. I'll get back to you. My phone number is 404-310-6851, 404-310-6851, and my email is revfvmills, @AOL.com. And Sister Hollis has all of that information.
Yes, I do. And also, it's on her web page, Tabernacle Faith and Christian Church. And also Facebook. She's always on Facebook. So just listen one Sunday. Just listen to her service, and I'm sure that you're going to begin to listen to more of it. I mean, she's a powerful speaker, and I just love listening to you, Pastor Bishop Mills. I keep saying pastor. I knew you as a pastor.
That's all right. That is okay with me. So thank you so much. Thank you all for having me. We'd love to have you. We're on 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. Go to Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church Facebook page. God bless you all. Love you.
Okay. If you would just say a short word of prayer, and I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And just knowing that we will have her back on soon, whenever she's available.
All right. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us together tonight. Oh, God, and we just ask now, God, and believe that there was a word that went forth that would bless each one of your daughters that's been on this line. We ask your strengthening power, God, in our moments of weakness. Oh, God, but we ask you now, never, ever leave us, God. Continue to walk with us, guide us, oh, God, teach us. Oh, God, and we ask you, bless this ministry that it will continue to grow. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, Pastor Mills, and I will get in touch with you, and you can come back on and share the rest of your message with us, and we'll see if other ladies have some questions.
Amen. Good night, all.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll be committed.